Barrow Neurological Institute has a new president and CEO, and he's got some big scrubs to fill. Dr. Michael Lawton takes over for Dr. Robert Spetzler, who retired last year after three decades at Barrow. Lawton spent about 20 years as chief of vascular neurosurgery at the University of California, San Francisco. He's also currently vice chairman of the Department of Neurological Surgery there. Lawton took over the top spot at Barrow earlier this summer, and he joins me to talk about it. And Dr. Lawton, what brought you to Barrow?
Well, way back in 1990, when I was applying for residency positions in neurosurgery, I applied to the Barrow. It was a really exciting new program with a young chairman named Robert Spetzler, and I came out for my visit and fell in love with the place. I saw great surgery, great personalities to learn from, and I decided that this was the place for me. So that's how I learned about it. I trained here for 7 years, and I went to San Francisco at the University of California there. And 20 years later, when Dr. Spetzler decided to retire, he asked me to carry his legacy. So that's why I'm back.
From what you've seen so far, what is the same and what's different now than when you were here before?
Well, I think what's different is the place is bigger, brighter, stronger. Back in my day, it was the original Barrow Tower that John Green built in 1962. When I came back, there was the new Neurosciences Tower, a new research building, and really what has become the premier neurosurgical and neurology institute in the country with a whole new look. So that was great to see. What's remained the same is that this culture here of really pushing the boundaries of medicine and rejecting norms, accepting challenges, these are the kinds of things that are the kind of culture that has lasted all those years I was away.
When you talk about wanting to continue Dr. Spetzler's legacy, to you, what does that mean that you need to do?
Well, first and foremost, it means being the very best in the neurosciences. Dr. Spetzler had the reputation as being the best neurosurgeon in the country, and my ambition is to make this is the best neurosciences team in the country, and that means recruiting the best people. That means me personally rising to the level of Dr. Spetzler and all that he accomplished. It means having all the other surgeons rise to that same level and supporting them to the fullest, and really essentially building a superb team. We want to build the Patriots and the Yankees and win championships here. We will be starting the Barrow Aneurysm and Arteriovenous Malformation Research Center, or BARC is what we're calling it. And this will be a research team fully dedicated to brain aneurysms and malformations of the brain. This has been one of Barrow's fortes over the years, but there has not been a lot of basic science research here in that area. And one of my initiatives will be to start this research center. And I've got a number of recruits coming to assist in that effort, and I'm bringing my own NIH funding here to help that along.
Now, I understand that you're interested in incorporating artificial intelligence at Barrow. What are you looking to do there?
Well, I think artificial intelligence will change the way that medicine is practiced in the next decade. And what I see in AI is essentially a tool to develop better diagnostics that will help us improve our diagnostic accuracy, help choose the best treatment strategies for patients, really develop these new tools, essentially, to make us even better. AI relies on a totally different cognitive process. It's a process that gets to answers based on big data rather than the way that the human brain thinks through experience. And so we intend to use that clinically. But also, more importantly, I view AI as a way to look at our surgeons and our clinicians, look at their outcomes, look at what it costs to get those outcomes, and really fine-tune this balance between highest patient outcome, lowest cost, so that we can provide the best value of care. And that, I think, is what we see as the value of AI.
How easy or difficult do you think it will be to ultimately implement that kind of program?
Well, nothing worthwhile is easy. I think it will be a challenge, but I've recruited Igor Barani, who is a CEO of a startup company in the Bay Area. I knew him from my time in San Francisco. He's one of the very best and has a lot of experience, not only in that space, but in the medical space. He's a radiation oncologist. We have a new supercomputer that's as powerful as IBM's Watson. So we have the team, we have the resources, and we have the will to make this happen. And I think in the years ahead, we will.
You talked about recruiting the best surgeons, the best people generally to come to Barrow. How competitive is this area of medicine? I mean, how much competition do you have to try to recruit the people you want to recruit to Phoenix?
Well, as you can imagine, it's very competitive. I think with the numbers of university medical centers around the country and some of the endowments at these big name places, it does become difficult and competitive. But I think what makes Barrow unique and what has always made Barrow unique is that it's a freestanding institute completely focused on neurosciences. We're not sharing our resources with 25 other different academic medical departments. We're laser focused on the neurosciences, and we have a very clear mission.
Do you foresee room for collaborations with some of the other medical providers in the Valley, places like the med school or a place like TGen, some of those other biotech kind of places?
Absolutely. I've met with many of those leaders in TGen and the University of Arizona College of Medicine. And what I think is so special about the Phoenix area is that there's a very strong collaborative spirit. And I see a lot of collaborative efforts in the future.
All right. Dr. Michael Lawton is the new president and CEO of Barrow Neurological Institute. Dr. Lawton, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.